Moose Jaw, City Hall will apply dust control liquid to 3 kilometers of gravel roads this year, including to one street where business owners submitted a petition to City Council demanding action. The Public Works and Utilities, PWU, branch will spray magnesium chloride on several gravel streets to help neutralize dust, improve drivability and enhance maintenance efforts, explained Bevan Harlton, Director of Operations, during a recent budget meeting. Data shows that the city of Moose Jaw manages 51.5 kilometers of gravel roads and 95.6 kilometers of gravel and paved alleys, he continued. While it's possible to pave some of those roads, the will to improve and change is there. The issue has been money. For example, it would cost $175 per square meter to pave a gravel industrial road, so if the municipality paved 1,400 meters of Caribou Street East from 11th Avenue East to Highway 1, that would start at $3 million, the operations director pointed out. So, City Hall is relying on magnesium chloride to tamp down dust on certain roads, with crews applying 1.8 liters per square meter last year on Caribou Street East, 12th Avenue Northwest, 16th Avenue Northwest and Manitoba Street West near the Ball Diamonds and Dog Park, Harlton's report said. That cost 72 cents per square meter, along with internal resources and expenses for site preparation and watering. Harlton told council that his department met regularly with the rural municipality of Moose Jaw last year to discuss projects, issues and challenges, which proved valuable as they addressed many problems before they became contentious. The department also learned that, since 2014, the RM has consistently used magnesium chloride on its gravel roads, making it the largest municipal user in Saskatchewan, Harlton continued. That's great news for the city because it now has a nearby partner willing to support its dust control efforts. According to the RM, in 2019, it spent $5,164 per kilometer to maintain a gravel road, but those costs decreased by 78% using magnesium chloride, the report said. Moreover, graders went from making 10 to 17 maintenance passes annually to 2 to 3 trips, while such roads required 50% less gravel. In 2019, it also cost the RM roughly $9,210 per kilometer to apply 2 1.8-liter per square meter applications, so City Hall believes the theoretical cost for a similar application in Moose Jaw is $1,136 per kilometer. Public Works is reviewing locations where it can apply this liquid, including streets near RM roads, commercial areas, school zones and healthcare centers, the report continued. The city estimates that 2 applications on 3 kilometers of gravel roads will cost $45,000. The document added that by the end of 2025, the city will compare the traditional costs of gravel road maintenance with maintenance using magnesium chloride. Caon. Don Lunning pointed out that council received an informal petition last year from business owners on the 1600 and 1700 blocks of Stadacona Street West wanting their dusty road addressed. She wondered if other areas had also complained, while she noted that if Public Works prioritized commercial areas this year, she wanted that street done first. That's an absolutely fair position. That's a location I intend to complete next year, is that area of Stad, because it's a commercial location, said Harlton. It's immediately adjacent to Thatcher Drive, which is a critical arterial road. So that work will occur there. He added that other locations have complained about dust issues and his department would consider them too. Lunning hoped Harlton kept his word, saying she didn't want to hear from those Stadacona businesses in the fall that the work hadn't been done. She pointed out that the dust is awful on that street in the summer, especially when it's hot. She added that City Hall should communicate directly with those businesses when the magnesium chloride program begins so they understand the plan. Public Works may delay applying the dust control liquid on the 1700 block of Stadacona Street West because it must first complete other upgrades there, including drainage and ditch work, said Harlton. However, that work won't affect the 1600 block, so magnesium chloride could go there.